This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Jason Burmis is about to take over in the next 55 minutes, in 5 minutes. But I want to spend some time talking about the reality of the world. I want to show TV viewers something right now. Here's a photo out of the Israeli news 2 weeks ago of a young boy being held down by the doctor and nurses being injected while they put VR goggles over his head as if it's a blanket giving him protection from what they're doing. Oh, you're in another reality. You're in another universe while we give you this shot linked to massive heart attacks, cancer, and so much more. This is the same time that Switzerland approves assisted suicide capsule that kills you in less than 60 seconds. They're creating a world so ugly, so horrible, cutting your resources off to say you're not essential, so you accept being suicided by this system. Don't go along with it, ladies and gentlemen. Say no to it. And separately realize that InfoWars really is the front line of the fight against all this. And so whatever you do, really let it burn into your consciousness. Really let it get into your cells. Just sit back and meditate about it for a moment and ask yourself, you think things are going to get better under this attack or worse? You know the answer. Things are about to get a lot worse. And so use every day while there's still some semblance of freedom, while InfoWars is still on the air and other organizations are still on the air, and get the articles and the videos and the information, whatever you think is the most important, whatever touches your intellect, your heart, your soul, your mind, and get that out. Because it really is you taking action that's going to change the world. You know, coming up today at 6 o'clock, Candace Owens, The Daily Wire, I'm going to be on with her. I'm glad they're not censoring anymore. I'm glad they're not scared of me anymore. But I'm sad that things have gotten so bad in the world that a couple months ago I'm up at Glenn Beck's office and he gives me a painting and basically says, man, you know, we thought you were crazy, but this is really going on. Same thing with Tucker Carlson. Same thing with Joe Rogan. And as fun as it is to be friends with Joe Rogan for 20 plus years and we're hanging out tonight, I don't care about that. I care about children and old people in the future and changing all of this. But the good news is, we have the Joe Rogans and the Tucker Carlsons. We have the people that are popular with the people awake. And so we've got to organize and say to the Klaus Schwabs and say to the J.P. Morgan Chases and the Goldman Sachs that we're not going along with this anymore. And we say no to your lockdowns, no to your great reset, no to your whole fraud. Because it's not enough to just say that, okay, you know, the COVID shot doesn't work or natural immunity is better. We've got to expose it, erases your immunity, and actually kills you. And in the final equation, I just ask listeners to go to band.video, because InfoWars.com is down right now, to go to NewsWars.com, it's on other servers, and to share the links to the live show, because the enemies of freedom are working around the clock to suppress these broadcasts and to suppress these shows. And that means they know it's the antidote to what they're doing. So I cannot stress that enough. I cannot hammer that enough, that it's you that are the answer to the tyranny. It's you taking action. And look, if you're not going to share an InfoWars.com video, or you're not going to share a Band.video video, that's okay. Just talk about issues yourself. Start an Instagram, start a Twitter, start a YouTube. Who cares if there's 5 viewers or 10 million? Just start speaking out. Just start magnifying what's being censored. Just stop saying yes to tyranny and start saying no to tyranny. And today is the last day to get free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got DNA Force Plus discounted 40%. We've got all the other great products, Prostagar 50% off. We've got Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy. It's 50% off. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I'm going to end my part of the transmission for the next 55 minutes. Jason Burmis, great researcher, talk show host, is going to be taking over, or the co-producers on Loose Change. And then Owen Schroyer in 55 minutes punches into the Matrix in the third dimension with the War Room. The rest is up to you. We're here fighting. If you join us and take action, we'll win. If you don't, we're all dead.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says no. Stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars!
Jason Burmes here, hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and I've got a ton of different clips and news articles going over the very, very real connection of Google, NASA, DARPA, and the military-industrial complex. And we're going to focus on that today, because I'm so sick of hearing that Google or YouTube, which it owns, is a private company. No, it is a Trojan horse civilian system, a part of the signature reduction program that nobody talks about, but we're going to talk about it and expose it here. And there's a special vendetta today, folks. I've been on YouTube the last 14 plus years, had a channel since 2007, and obviously in recent times have struggled to keep my channel on the air through complete selective enforcement. And then last night, after doing my weekly mixed martial mindset show with MMA legend John Fitch, I dared to play a clip where we showed a headline from an authoritative source named Forbes, and we're going to actually show you some Forbes articles today. Outside of this one, a news story actually that I saw Alex Jones cover last week, and I could not believe that not only the headlines had been completely inverted, you know, that inversion of reality we always talk about, but that the URL that was still there said the exact same thing as the original headline. So, to start it off, again, we got a lot of clips. Eric Schmidt, we're going to talk about you and Dragonfly, brother. We're going to talk about you and NASA. We're coming for you. The new digital age. It's all happening today. Ray Kurzweil, we're going to be talking about that. Transhumanism. We're going to try to fit in some Musk. But let's kick it off with what dare not be said, apparently, on YouTube, because this got me in trouble for medical misinformation. Now, the last three, you see, here's my YouTube channel. We're going to do it in real time. You see how there's, everything's gone? Oh, it's all gone. If I hit it, we're going to do it. Why not? Just goodbye. Oh, there it is. She's gone. So, you know, the last three strikes have been completely arbitrary. The first one was medical misinformation for doing a video about Spike Lee backing down and re-editing his 9/11 program, by the way, to take out any notion of the architects and engineers for 9/11 truth. Sam Tripoli happened to be on this panel, and he mentioned the fake ivermectin story. You know, the one about people not getting treatment that had gunshot wounds because people were using ivermectin. That one, totally fake. Didn't matter. They still gave me the strike. Then, recently, I got a cyberbullying strike for a Epstein AMA where I took on Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, and basically debunked the Q nonsense. How did I cyberbully anyone? No idea. But this is what they supposedly hit me for medical misinformation for. So let's play this one, folks. We're also going to show you Orwell in live time. In fact, a little preview for everybody of Orwell in live time. is when you put this in, let's see this. This was the original headline. I don't even want to read it on the air because we're going to have to go into this in the uncensored portion of the program. But the boop boop changes your DNA.
A tiny bit.
But that's a good thing. And then you see underneath it says, boop boops don't alter your DNA. They help choose cells to strengthen your immune response. Now, here's the funniest part of that. For anybody that's got the high def and is watching this on a screen, we're going to actually bring up the article. And the funny thing is that did it exit out? Of course it exited out. Why wouldn't it? Is that what we have to go back one? Is it right here? Yes. So if you look at the URL, see the headline? This is the actual URL. But if you look at the URL up at the top, and again, you really have to see it, it says, yes, the boop boop changes your DNA a tiny bit. They didn't even change the URL of the headline. It still says that. But again, they changed the headline, as you can see, and we're just supposed to accept it. You know, 2 + 2 = 5. We've always been at war with Eurasia. And there it is. So that's why we've been banned. So that's why I was going to focus a little bit on the metaverse and Facebook. And I was going to talk about Sean Parker, the guy who created Napster that turned into Spotify, being recruited by the CIA, being very involved with Facebook. Facebook was going to get a place. I'd watched the UFC over the weekend, and you're constantly now seeing Facebook promoting Oculus with what? NASA. Oh, you're going on the ISS. You're going to the moon, and you're going to Mars. That's not what NASA is. We're going to dispel those myths right now. So let's start off with the Google-NASA partnership all the way back in 2005. There's Eric. There's Mr. National Security Commission on AI, Eric. Okay, once again, if they don't create these through the Defense Department and then, you know, seed fund them through the CIA, right, InQtel and others, they gain control of them at some point. So you can speculate all you want on, you know, how Google was really created. They openly partner with NASA. And we've been playing clips of Mr. Chief Scientist Dennis Bushnell. In another clip, maybe we'll get to sometime down the line, he talks about how NASA only has 20% to do with space exploration. And then you start reading books by a woman named Annie Jacobson that I cannot recommend enough. Okay, Annie Jacobson, must read. She does a book called Area 51, and as you read that and you find out what all these black programs, at least the very few declassified documents and interviews she's able to conduct, because when she gets into it, these people still have tons of secrets. Okay, some of these people were applying for jobs at NASA, all right? And that book made her write another one called Operation Paperclip. You know, the program to bring the Nazis into the U.S. government. She wrote that in 2013. All of this information is extremely dense. She's a Pulitzer Prize finalist. She should have won the award many times over. Because in case you didn't know, guys, everybody wants to talk about Nuremberg 2.0. Our Nuremberg 1.0 sucked. Sucked. 22 Nazis on scene, 23 in total. No. The major Nazis were part of these programs, okay? And as of the time that she wrote this very insightful book, and I encourage people to check it out, because when we're talking about departments of health and hygiene, you know, you got to look into Dow Chemical and others. I promise you that, all right? 600 million, that's not a typo. It's not 600,000. 600 million documents regarding Operation Paperclip, still classified. And you think you're getting the truth about JFK? We don't know the truth about post-World War II. Okay, we need to get that through our heads. But I can tell you this, the future's a joke to these people. They've got stories out there that we're going to get rid of plastic by giving you salmon sperm cups. All right? All the wonders of technology have brought us there, folks. That's the reality. That's what they're selling you on. Now, I think it's important right now to talk about a thing called the post-truth world, because it was discussed in 2018 at Bilderberg, okay? And there's a co-author here with Mr. Schmidt. His name is Jared Cohen, all right, CFR guy. and just happens to be at that 2018 Bilderberg meeting. We're going to play that just short clip of him arriving. I think it's by We Are Change Rotterdam. Thank you for getting that. But, I mean, Eric's there. He's part of the steering committee of the Bilderberg group. NASA, Bilderberg, DARPA, the World Economic Forum. We're going to play you clips there. It's all involved in this very real transhumanist New World Order agenda, repackaged in a great reset fantasy that you and I must become the great resistance to. And I want to remind people to donate to SaveInfoWars.com right now, because Alex needs a lot more of your financial help to continue to bring broadcasts like this one to the people around the globe as YouTube censors more and more independent voices like mine. So we will see you on the flip side, showing you Jared Cohen, Eric Schmidt, and many others. Ray Kurzweil on the way. Let's break it down and expose the truth.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion-dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe I didn't treat you.
We are back, and we're going hard in on Google and their association with the military-industrial complex. We'll get into how not only are they an arm of our military-industrial complex, but it's really international. We'll talk about the Dragonfly search engine that was developed for China secretly from the employees, how some employees at Google have quit and protested over the fact that they're part of their drone programs all the way back in 2018. Folks, that's because they realize those drone programs are really aimed at the entire global populace, including us. And as we talked about in the first segment, I have been censored by YouTube. They have taken my channel of 14 years because the World Health Organization apparently disagrees with what I just said. All of it's fake. But let's remind everybody that as the World Health Organization directs global policies on not only health, but censorship, they're embroiled in their biggest sex scandal ever from the Congo in a 2018 to 2020 mission, and they make it into a sex scandal. Let's just read this paragraph. The youngest of the alleged victims, identified in the report only as Jolianne and believed to be 13, believed to be 13 now? Or then, or even younger, recounted that a WHO driver stopped on a roadside in the town of Mangina, where she was selling phone cards in April 2019, offered to give her a ride home, took her back to a hotel, and raped her. These are the people that are the authoritative sources. So if you want to help me out, you can do so by just going over to Twitter. Don't even have to give me a follow. And basically letting the team at YouTube know. By giving the retweets and supporting me, I'm trying to amplify this as much as possible because it's all selective enforcement, right? It's all the court of public opinion. And these people know that. They absolutely know that. And that's why guys like Eric Schmidt will sit there in public and slam the NSA over outrageous data center snooping and privacy. Yeah, right. Just like they were, don't be evil. Okay. Now, at the same time, you know, he's, again, a steering member on the Bilderberg Group. This is 2018. This is his partner that wrote this book that I was discussing earlier, showed you. This is the other cover for it, The New Digital Age. Oh, the nice little robot hand with your children's hands. That's great. Awesome. Yeah. Okay. And you don't get that this is about transhumanism yet? You don't understand that's the plan? Well, we're going to get into how this transcends the United States and gets into other areas, right? Not very publicized. 2018, a dozen Google employees quit over military drone project. And, you know, this is around the same time that the scandal of them doing these horrible, horrible search engine tools that were, you know, censoring in China. Now we're tasting it. Now we have that internet censorship, right? Look, I mean, again, just to find that Forbes article that we led with that still has, yes, the vaccine changes your DNA a tiny bit, but that's a good thing, is very difficult by standards via Google. All right. So now we are really living in that post-truth world. Thanks in large part to this guy, Eric Schmidt. And he actually gets put on the spot about Dragonfly and their practices because at the same time he's, again, criticizing the NSA, he's double speaking here and talking about transparency that really doesn't exist. And this journalist actually calls him out on.
Well, started with that clear moral imperative, didn't you? But when you look at Google now, You have to admit you've arguably failed to change that company culture. You've had employees on the streets right around the world, Singapore, San Francisco, London, Tokyo, unprecedented series of walkouts and protests at the company's treatment of women. It's your own employees telling you what you're getting wrong.
We would argue that that's our culture at work. Google is famously empowering of its employees, and we want to hear from them. These are cases where the employees collectively felt very strongly about the decisions that the company had made.
There's a way of hearing from your employees, and there's a way of a very public statement which suggests they have to tell the world because their own company is not listening.
But transparency is a virtue. And the fact of the matter is that if we had tried to suppress this stuff, it would have come out anyway. It's much better to encourage people to express their opinions.
Well, if you think that transparency is a virtue, then why did your employees find out from a New York Times investigation what you were doing in China, a search engine that would be censored?
Well, because this is the post-truth world, and everything I'm feeding you are PR Bernaysian talking points that are really the inversion of the reality that's going on. Right, Eric?
That they found out from reading the newspaper.
I wasn't involved in those decisions, but I can tell you that certainly the people who were building all these products knew about it. And in any case, the company is not pursuing those products at this moment, according to our new CEO, Sundar.
According to our new CEO, Sundar. Let's just pass the buck. Let's act like that's not a reality. We live in the post-truth world. So I want to get into some of the other things that NASA partnered with, okay? And that's going to bring us to this transhumanism aspect. Right now, we're 3D modeling robotic muscles and printing them, okay? That's now, all right? That's happening. Alex showed you at the end of the program the Mesmer robot. I was actually going to show clips of that as well. Last night's program that was taken down by YouTube actually went into large detail on how far this has come, okay? And at the end of the day, while they're doing this, we need to point out that Google is very, very much a part of trying to end death, to defy aging. Calico, back in 2013, I believe it was, hired Ray Kurzweil, the singularity guy, all right? And who knows, maybe Kurzweil is naive. I've got him on camera talking about souped-up viruses and the possibility of bioweapons, but then he gets into how they've never been released before, which if you take a close look at, even our own government, people I believe in the Senate, were ready to look into the fact that Lyme's disease may have been caused by a leak or a purposeful distribution of the Pentagon via Plum Island. All right, so the idea that biowarfare hasn't existed even before COVID-1984, I think is beyond naive. But they bring Kurzweil in, and he is the guy that's basically the fountain of youth. We're going to figure out with Google how people are going to live forever. We're going to work with the Defense Department on AI and quantum computing, and we're going to achieve quantum supremacy all the way back in 2019. This sounds like a private company to you? This sounds like a private company to you when everybody knows that this type of warfare, AI warfare, is supremacy. No, I think that we're talking about Trojan horse civilian systems, and I think that they are there to subvert, deceive, and disseminate viruses and use other tools against us. It says Cywar right on the bottom of this NASA document from 2001, pre-9/11, folks. We got to wake up. We got to get going. And you can do so by getting these great InfoWars products before the holidays and supporting this broadcast and others like it via InfoWars.com and band.video.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says no. Stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars!
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jason Burmis sitting in for Alex Jones in the fourth hour. And we've been talking NASA. We've been talking Google. We just talked Ray Kurzweil, really the guy who introduced the idea of not only the singularity, but wrote a book called The Age of Spiritual Machines. And I'd only bring him up because he works for Google and he's in their stopping aging and basically immortality division. I bring him up because he's actually admitted that overpopulation is a myth. All right. And there are so many people in positions of power that want to trick you into believing that your carbon footprint is everything. You're ooey gooey. You need to restrict your lifestyle. We need carbon credits, a social credit score. You need to eat printed food and drink out of salmon semen cups. Klaus Nutschwab? You know, I mean, the Nutschwab literally said not everybody can be a robot polisher, really. And then you have Bushnell, the head of NASA, a division that really is involved more in warfare, psychological and otherwise, right? The Star Wars program was all about militarizing space. They're going to try to tell you that it didn't work. Well, Robert Bowman was interviewed by InfoWars many times over the years, and he said otherwise, didn't he? And if you believe it didn't work and that rocket technology is all we have, that's 60s and 70s technology. It started in World War II, really in the 40s. Grow up. We need to grow up. All right? And Kurzweil, I don't know, you know, whether, again, he's being naive or he's being truthful here, is talking about, this is like a 3-minute clip, not only how there really will be enough energy for everybody with these new technologies in the 2020s, but that we are not overpopulated and we've only taken up about 5% of the usable land. And I don't think it's part of this clip because I had to clip some of it, but he's talking to one of these people that run the International Monetary Fund. Because they basically said that resources are limited. They're on the World Economic Forum plan of total domination of our very human soul. So let's play this right now by Kurzweil.
But it's kind of a strange world where we can do things that have to do with information. But otherwise, the world is still the old world of scarcity. All of that's going to change as we go through the 2020s. And here I have an example of energy. So we're applying supercomputing to coming up with new materials, both for energy storage and collection of solar energy. As a result, the costs both of producing solar energy and storing it are coming down quite dramatically. As a result, we see exponential growth in the usage of solar and other renewables. It's doubling every 2 years. Total renewables is now about 6%. At 2 years each, before 2030, we'll be able to provide all of our energy needs, ultimately at very low cost, using completely renewable energy.
Now, let me stop that. The people that run this planet, the predator class, do not want that information out. The truth is that if they wanted to build the infrastructure and empower humanity instead of control and enslave it, this would have already happened. All right? But do you think they want cheap or free energy for you? No, no, no. They're always talking about limited resources, too many people. And Kurzweil's laying it out for you right here. I mean, 2030 is not that far away. And yet their agenda is Agenda 2030, Agenda 21. Weird.
I presented this recently to the Prime Minister of Israel, who actually was in my class at the Sloan School in the 1970s, and he said, Ray, do we have enough sunlight to do this with, to double what at that time was 7 more times? And I said, yes, when we double 7 more times and are meeting 100% of our energy needs from solar, we'll be using 1 part in 10,000 of the sunlight that falls on the Earth.
1 part in 10,000 when we've met all of our energy needs.
So this is just another example how we will use the economics and the profound deflation rate of information technology that's now attending nominally information products to nominally physical products like energy and food and clothing and housing. Finally, then she said, okay, there's one resource that's not an information technology, which you can't grow this way, which is land. We're very crowded together. That's not going to grow exponentially. And I said, actually, we're not crowded together. Try taking a train trip anywhere in the world, and you'll see 95% of the usable land is not used. So we've decided artificially to crowd ourselves together.
And let me just stop it here because we're going to continue to play it. I have another clip of Elon Musk. I'm not sure we're going to be able to get it in this broadcast. I'm not a fan of Elon Musk. In many regards, Elon Musk, to me, is a front man for DARPA. For instance, in case you didn't know, you know, first of all, Musk came out this week and said that SpaceX could basically go bankrupt because of a certain type of rocket technology they're trying to use. And I'm thinking to myself, well, don't you want some of that sweet, sweet DARPA money? Blackjack went up with Starlink. Okay, it's almost indistinguishable. Their military version of these satellites. But even these guys tell a portion of that truth. So Ray's telling you, you know, I think it's something like Musk says something like you could go up in the sky and drop a bowling ball anywhere and the chances of you hitting a human being would be absolutely minuscule. But the fact of the matter is they're trying to what? They're trying to hide this stuff, hide the fact that Google really isn't a private company. And that, you know, when they talked about partnering with NASA on that quantum supremacy that they achieved, let me read you something that should be important because we talked about World War II earlier. Okay. What will the shift mean? In many ways, the Google-NASA partnership represents a new Manhattan Project. But instead of the aim being a nuclear explosion, the goal is to simulate the human brain, a feat that Google Director of Engineering Ray Kurzweil, who we're playing right now, believes will be completed before the end of the next decade. Okay, so again, before the end of this one, this is 2013. Do you get it? They're going in. This is the transhumanist agenda. They're selling it to you with all the bells and whistles of awesome free energy, not overpopulation when you talk to Ray. But then they want to regulate everything and talk about climate lockdowns and how climate change is making new viruses. And they're not coming out of bio labs, right? So let's continue with Ray Kurzweil, where he sits here and, again, breaks it down that we are not crowded together and there are enough resources.
Cities was a very early invention so that we could work and play together. Ultimately, we'll be able to overcome that by spreading out. We're already doing that. My work group with Google is all over the world, and we're able to work together. It's not exactly as good yet as being together, but ultimately when virtual reality and augmented reality becomes highly realistic, which it will by the end of the 2020s, we'll be able to work and play together just like we're physically together, and we'll be able to live anywhere we want and use all of that 95% of the usable land that's currently not used.
95% of the usable land that is currently not used. And again, laid out in this document, this future strategic warfare document, are the eras of humankind. And remember, no pixie dust, folks. The Borgs, bots, and humans welcome you to 2025 AD. After 2020, when the bio-nano era starts, okay? And again, what is this technology they are injecting into people right now? It is bio-nanotech from DARPA that partnered with Moderna, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and AstraZeneca. We've shown it on the program. What's after that? They don't know how long this lasts, but they want that virtual world. And when they say virtual, they mean it. Holographic, immersive, okay? They want a holodeck-like experience, VR, multi-sensory. That's what they're going for. They want you to disconnect from this world, your humanity, your spirituality and connection to the entire human race is at stake right now. Go to SaveInfoWars.com and donate.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are back. I am Jason Burma sitting in for Alex Jones. In the fourth hour, we are talking about the fourth industrial revolution, NASA, Google, Trojan horse, civilian systems, virtual reality, and beyond. And just to give you guys an idea of how far along we are, this document in 2001 wanted to revolutionize society with telecommuting, teleshopping, teleentertainment, teletravel, education, medicine, commerce, politics, and of course, socialization being the key. All have come to fruition. Everything in this document has become factual over the last two decades. When we talk about NASA technology, and again, the vast majority of it being outside of the realm of space exploration, right? We're going to Mars! We're not going to Mars, all right? In fact, in another clip I can't play, Bushnell tells you that the robots are going to Mars and you aren't. Instead, what we have is the World Economic Forum telling us how great this whole deal is, right? And asks you, what do you like from the pandemic, huh? Like, yeah, we love it here, so what can we keep forever? Because it's the forever pandemic. So we'll play without music because the music's really annoying, and I'll read it. This is how it's going to shape us for the long term. All right, we're going to reimagine offices, right? Just like they reimagined education, and they're shifting towards home offices and work, just like that telecommuting, right? Oh, there's just client showrooms and research labs, and everybody's going to have QR codes everywhere. Oh, that's great. And there's going to be hand sanitizer. The 15-minute space. They don't want you in a car. All right, neighborhood hubs. Oh, that are going to replace some of the perks. Right? Everything's going to be in these little condensed areas because you're not going to live in a home anymore or in the suburbs. Everything's going to be a 15-minute commute from your city-like lifestyle. Cloud markets. Yeah, that's great. So basically, cloud markets are just simply the restaurants that were shut down and just went to full service. Right? You couldn't actually eat there. And they want to make that the normal as they work more and more of these people. Like you're in your house with a mask. Yeah. Oh, you could be identified by your heartbeat. So you have a mask on and facial recognition systems aren't that great. And they're even worse with a mask. That's okay. NASA has provided us with technology. Okay. That just locks onto your heartbeat. It's just as unique. Great. Thank you, NASA. Wow. With a heartbeat using a laser. You guys rock. And you notice I talked about that digital technology and the way your kids learn. Look, this document tells you they want web-based everything. We're going to bring that up next. Web-based everything, the entire populace of our nation. You know, slave children, no real interactions. And again, you think that's kooky? That's crazy. Let's put it in there. Let's just type web-based. Web-based. All right. This comes up five times in here. I believe it was... This one was pretty scary. Motivational learner, web-based asynchronous distance learning, cross out the allows. Only method. Only method. Really? Huh, only. Yeah. By 2025, 40% of private and 50% of public colleges and universities are expected to close due to web-based competition. It's more than just Phoenix, guys. Universal, inexpensive, web-based education. Right there. And by the way, if you notice this, because this is to counter bioweapons, right, and other type of warfare, they also say all-source intel fusion AI analysis. That's why we hit hard on AI, because all of this is part of that broad signature reduction program we've been talking about, all of it. Unaccountable, never been a hearing. They call it an art form. What type of national security program, what type of military operation is an art form, you ask? One that is completely accountable and being used against the domestic populace on a regular basis, a daily basis, an hourly basis, a moment-by-moment basis via all sorts of tools, in person and out, virtual and otherwise, bot accounts and smiles at companies. That's the reality. And they have technology, again, that's been driven by who? Oh, yeah, DARPA. I can't go to it enough because it almost seems like something out of a science fiction movie that this would even be admitted to. But you're not looking at a hand. You're looking at a hand glove, all right, that creates fake identities for clandestine travelers. And it can put any biometric fingerprint on it, and it's skin tight, and it emits human oils on top of it, right? It's so great that these good people at DARPA love us so much that they've also developed a microchip that can detect COVID-1984, right? It's so great that DARPA has been toying with insect DNA that could, I don't know, create new dangerous bioweapons. Awesome. Great. And, you know, just for the viewers that may have doubted me that Moderna made strategic collaboration in advancing mRNA research to treat rare diseases and cancer with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, with AstraZeneca, you can check it out. And in the reality, you know, there's 25. Oh, did they take it down? Have I been highlighting it too much? Oh, can't highlight that on the Alex Jones Show. See, we're going to show you. Remember, we started the program with Orwellian censorship. We're on Chrome browser right now. They've actually taken this down. But why don't we just go to archive.org and show everybody what it was? Because we can do it live. This is where we're at, folks, that they're actively taking down the fact that their partnership was online. Look at all those, look at all those screenshots. So let's go to the last screenshot right here, November 23rd, 2021. We're clamping down on it. Hopefully we're going to get there. And what you're going to see is DARPA awards Moderna Therapeutics a grant for up to $25 million to develop messenger RNA therapeutics. Remember, they're not vaccines back then. They don't meet the definition of a vaccine all the way up until 2019 when they had to change the definition of a vaccine. And it's just so funny that, wow, they took it off their own website, huh? But that's okay, because we know that it was actually to fight pandemics with mRNA drugs. Wow. And then they said this bio-nano era was going to start in 2020, and they start injecting the populace. Yeah, no global plot there. I'm kooky. And we talk about, you know, brain chips. Dennis Bushnell, the guy behind that document, talked about how over 10,000 brain chips had put in people. Elon Musk heading that, right? Isn't that great? He's the guy on that one. And at the same time, you've got people that have already been fitted with a lot of these chips, right? It's the new thing that we're going to get brain chips and we're going to solve depression. And they're acting like, again, they want to help you and that this is new technology. It's not, man. Am I not going to be able to bring up that last one? Here it is right here. Oh, no, that's not it. See, I'm one down. I didn't get it. I didn't get my one. I was so hoping. I thought I had that up there, but it looks like I'm doomed. Guys, we've got 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Here's the deal. I may or may not get my, YouTube channel back. You guys, go follow me on Twitter. Go retweet the video. I will be on Rockfin, ROKFIN.com. It is a platform that has empowered me with free speech instead of trying to enslave people through false narratives. And they have never, ever, ever restricted any of my speech. So go make the free account. Rockfin.com/Jason Burmis is a great way to support me. But remember to support broadcasts like this one. Without Alex Jones, okay, would we have films out there like Fabled Enemies, like Endgame, like Shade the Motion Picture, which he's in? I mean, we really have to look at this stuff and say, this is vital information. If people understood what really happened on 9/11, if they understood that this New World Order is a real thing that has been talked about for generations now, they watch Invisible Empire, well, then we have a fighting chance. So all the documentary films are free. You have to, I think, go to Rockfin or Odyssey for them now because YouTube's taking it all away. Maybe I got to get that banned out video channel. It's a lot of work to re-upload all this stuff, but again, that's another great outlet. Alex has done a great job with that. So I'm going to say it again. Without Infowars.com, we would not have the amount of information that is reality-based out to the public. So SaveInfowars.com is the place to be to support Alex Jones. Let's push him into a couple 24-hour broadcasts. Come on, Jonesy. I know you hear me. Let's do some 24-hour money bombs. We'll get you that $2 million. And really, guys, that $2 million is just going to be a minuscule amount in what we're going to need to fight this leviathan of a great reset agenda. I love you guys. It is not about left or right. It is about becoming the great resistance to that agenda. We'll see you on the flip.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.